Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story out of the BerkshireEdge.com, Representative William Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox announced last week that two Berkshire conservation projects, Berkshire Farm Center Conservation and the Berkshire County No-Till Farmland Initiative, have received grant funding as part of the Baker-Polito administration's $3.7 million effort to support conservation projects across the state. Grants were provided to 8 land trusts throughout the Conservation Partnership Grant Program, 11 communities through the Local Acquisitions for Natural Diversity Land Grant Program, and 8 projects through the Conservation District Innovative Projects Grant Program. The Pine Point Central School District will hold a special referendum today from noon till 9 p.m. in the Stissing Mountain Junior-Senior High School cafeteria. Purpose of the vote is to ask residents of the district to authorize the use of $1.3 million of school district capital reserve fund for the auditorium renovation project. More information, you can contact the superintendent of schools at 518-398-7181, extension 1401. The Sharon Green Committee has a special meeting coming up today at 4:30. They'll have a green project discussion and update, and also bidding and process for the green. The Sharon Historic District Commission has a meeting tonight. That'll be at 6 o'clock at Sharon Town Hall. Town of Salisbury Board of Selectmen, they have a special meeting that is coming up this evening at 6 o'clock to consider and act on a resolution regarding the appropriation and borrowing authorization for costs related to the town's share of the cost of the design, construction, and equipping of a waste transfer station to be operated by the Salisbury Sharon Resource Recovery Authority on Millerton Road in Lakeville, and submitting a resolution with respect to the same to the town meeting. The Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting coming up on Monday. That will be at 6:30 at Town Hall. Coming up on Tuesday, a workshop entitled A Value of Donor Rescue Research will be presented at the Berkshire Nonprofit Center Tuesday from 10 until 12 noon at the Red Lion Inn in Stockbridge. Admission is $25 for NPC members, $35 for non-members. You can register online. Log on to npeberkshires.org. The Dutchess County 4-H is hosting a National Safe Tractor and Machinery Operation Program course in partnership with Reardon Briggs Lawn and Garden Equipment. Now, the registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. No registrations will be accepted after January 30th. For more information, contact them at ccedutcs.org/youth-4h/4-h-club-program/4h-member, or just contact Megan Tanner, the 4-H educator, at met222@cornell.edu. The selection of the monthly book of the month club in Amenia is The Sun Does Shine by Anthony Ray Hinton. The discussion will take place Wednesday at 6 p.m. Snacks and refreshments will be served. Bard College at Simon's Rock will host renowned novelist Alexander Chee for a free open to the public reading and conversation. Chee, who is an associate professor of English and creative writing at Dartmouth College, wrote the essay collection How to Write an Autobiographical Novel, which was named Best Book of 2018 by New York Magazine. This will be held Wednesday, 7 till 8 p.m., campus of Bard College at Simon's Rock, Blodgett House in Great Barrington. An exhibit featuring Berkshire immigrant stories is on display from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. through January 31st at the Berkshire Community Center's South County Community Center, 343 Main Street in Great Barrington. Admission is free. The event is offered in collaboration with the Adult Learning Program and the Southern Berkshire Literacy Network. Sharon Board of Education and Sharon Center School have a personnel committee meeting coming up on Thursday, 11 a.m. in the principal's office. Anticipated executive session for the purpose of classified staff and principal contract negotiations. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting that comes up on Thursday, 1:30, Central Office Conference Room. Animal Kind invites you to make a donation to assist in sheltering stray cats and kittens in neighboring Columbia County. You can log on to their website, animalkindny.org, or mail a contribution to Animal Kind, 721 Warren Street, Hudson, New York, 12531. The Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield presenting the works of artist Martha Beyer throughout the month of January. More information at 413-229-7004. Great Barrington Town voters wishing to submit a citizen petition to place an article on the May 2019 annual town meeting must do so by Thursday, January 31st. According to Town Clerk Marie Ryan, any citizen petition requires 10 certified signatures from registered Great Barrington voters. The Town Clerk's office recommends obtaining additional signatures to ensure at least 10 can be certified. For more information, contact the Town Clerk's office at 413-528-1619, extension 3. The Norfolk Curling Club Bildspiel Bondspiel is coming up January 31st through February 3rd at the Norfolk Curling Club, 70 Golf Drive in Norfolk, Connecticut. The Bondspiel is comprised of four events spanning 4 days, including up to 20 teams. There's no admission to come view the activity. A You and Me paint party to benefit the junior class in Weebatuck will be held on Friday, February 1st at 6 p.m. at Weebatuck High School. Seats are not guaranteed without a reservation. The theme of the painting is Valentine's. Children should be over 5 to participate. Beekeeper School will take place February 2nd from 9 till 3:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Topics include beekeeping terminology and basic equipment, how to hive a package of bees, colony management in all seasons, and honey production and processing. The fee is $50. To register, visit ctbees.org/bee-school. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Take Your Child to the Library Day on Saturday from 10 until 12. Join Robin for a celebration of Take Your Child to the Library Day. The Hotchkiss Library offering rotating story half hours from 10 till noon. Stop by for juice and snacks, a coloring craft. Stay for a tale or two from favorite picture books, new and old. All ages are welcome. Children encouraged to register for a library card and check out some books of their own. More information at 860-364-5041, hotchkisslibrary.org. The Great Barrington Rudolf Steiner School will host Education. There is an alternative at 3 p.m. on Saturday in neighboring Columbia County. The event will be held at the Hudson Area Library, located on North 5th Street. More information at 413-528-4015, extension 106. The Berkshire Botanical Garden is presenting an afternoon lecture at the Planted Garden, hosted by gardener Arnie Maynard on Saturday at the Lenox Memorial Middle and High School's Duffin Theater on East Street in Lenox. Pre-registration is required. Walk-ins are welcome. More information, log on to their website, berkshirebotanical.org. The Salisbury Association Historical Society will present Connecticut 169 Club, Your Passport and Guide to Exploring Connecticut, presented by author and historian Marty Podscotch on February 2nd at 4 p.m. at 10 Upper Main Street in Salisbury. American Legion Post 178 is hosting its monthly pancake breakfast from 7 to 11. It's always held on the first Sunday of the month, October through April. Proceeds go to support the multiple Legion projects and initiatives, including supporting youth and children's activities such as local 4-H clubs and the Post-Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans in need. As I said, this month's edition comes up this Sunday, February 3rd, beginning at 7 a.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average wound up 183.96 on Friday, starting off this week at 24,737.20. The Nasdaq starts off the week at 7164.86, and the S&P 500 at 2664.76. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.